Beijing Automobile International Corporation, or BAIC, China's fifth largest car maker, is building a vehicle manufacturing plant in the Kolga Special Economic Zone in Port Elizabeth. With an investment of $100 million, the project is to implement one of the MOUs signed between China and South Africa at the Forum of China-Africa Cooperation held in Johannesburg in 2015. It's being built in two phases and aims to produce 100,000 cars per year. Du Rong, spokesperson for BAIC South Africa, says the project is going well as more and more local people learn about the brand.
It's estimated that by the end of this year we are going to produce 1,000 cars, and the number will be increased to 10,000 by 2020. Our company is developing very fast, and our brand is getting popular among local consumers.
The plant will have an assembly shop, paint shop, energy center, and sewage treatment works. BAIC is increasing its localized development, planning to produce 60% local content, while the parts will be sourced from local component suppliers. Du Rong says the company is cooperating with medium and small enterprises in Kolga Special Economic Zone and their active participants in the project.
A number of medium and small enterprises are taking part in the construction of the plant, and we're also going to buy vehicle components from local suppliers.
Meantime, over 90% of the employees are from the local community. Batendwa Moyasha, CFO of BAIC South Africa, says the country benefits from this kind of investment.
I think that is the best strategy, especially for South Africa. South Africa needs this kind of investment. It is part of the investment policies that are always encouraged by our government as well. So, also from the South African community. We seriously need job creation. Projects like these that come and produce in South Africa, they increase the job creation and the opportunities for business people as well.
Figures suggest South Africa's automotive industry is one of the largest of the country's manufacturing sector, contributing 7.5% to the economy. For CRI, I'm Gao Jinya reporting from South Africa.